Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text is from the baptismal service, Matthew 28, where Jesus gives the command to baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, well, Jesus commands it, and he's speaking to you. You heard what the crucified Jesus stated, didn't you? Make disciples of all nations by baptizing and teaching. The all authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus, categorically mandates that people are to be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Now, what all authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus, commands is for your good, for little Gemma's good, salvationly good, that is. After all, Jesus died for sinners. He achieved and won forgiveness of sins for all nations in his Good Friday dying. He did that by bearing all sin in his body on the cross and answering for it with his divine cruciform death. The Lord Jesus did not exclude little Gemma from his "it is finished" declaration on the cross. And now the Lord Jesus sees to it that his Good Friday forgiveness of sins gets delivered to sinners for which he died, and that includes Gemma Lynn. Jesus died for her. And today in Holy Baptism, Jesus delivered his Good Friday forgiveness to her with the triune name. Brothers and sisters, I beg you to learn, to believe, and to rejoice in the absolute enormity of the Lord's giving, God's giving, to Gemma Lynn today and to you, his sinners. Now, what do I mean? Listen, here's what I'm talking about. Now, you better hold on tight. You better fasten your seatbelts. You better hold on to your hats, because here I go. To be baptized in God's name, to be baptized in God's name is to be baptized by God himself. Holy baptism is God's giving of himself to sinners through his name. See, we live in a world where we're told we need to give God our life. We need to give God our heart. I got news for you. God gives his heart and his life and everything that he has to us. And so the triune God is there with his name in holy baptism, giving himself all that he has, and all that he is. Salvation. For who? For sinners. God's triune name is the only name by which sinners are saved, that is to say, forgiven. Now let me review some things with you, what the scriptures teach about baptism, in particular its benefits. Acts 2:38, check it out. Acts 2:38 flat out promises that when you are baptized, your sins are forgiven, and that you're given the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then Peter goes on in that verse and he says, that promise, namely forgiveness and the gift of the Holy Spirit, is for you and for your children. Acts 22:16 declares that when you're baptized, your sins are washed away. When Jesus washes away or forgives your sins, you are you're saved. Forgiveness of sins is salvation. And that's why the New Testament emphatically preaches and promises that baptism saves sinners. Listen, Titus 3, verse 5. God saved us, namely sinners, through the washing of regeneration and rebirth by the Holy Spirit. That's baptism. 1 Peter 3:21 says, baptism now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience. Baptism now saves you, 1 Peter says, through the resurrection of Christ Jesus. Listen to 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. But you were, here's this word again, but you were washed. Remember Acts 22? Get up, be baptized, and wash away your sins. And now 1 Corinthians 6, this is the same Paul. He says, you were washed. That's the washing of holy baptism. And what happened in that washing? St. Paul says, you were washed, you were sanctified. That is to say, you're holied. You were justified. That means you've been made right with God. Justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. And then, of course, there's the clincher promise from Jesus himself in Mark 16, 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Saved. That's the Lord's promise. He keeps his promises. He gives what he promises, just like he did, as we heard in the gospel today, with the man born blind, making mud with his spit, pressing it on his eyes, and then commanding him to wash in the pool called Siloam. The man did what Jesus said. And then he could see for the first time in his life. And later, this man could see even more. Not just with his eyes, but with his heart. Namely, that Jesus is the Son of Man, Savior of sinners, including him. So, brothers and sisters, if you're not baptized, don't you think it's time? Don't exclude yourself from the Lord's promises. Too much is at stake, wouldn't you say? I sure would. Salvation is at stake. And that's precisely how Jesus puts it to Nicodemus in John chapter 3 when they had that nocturnal conversation about how a sinner is given salvation. Jesus put it as bluntly as he could to Nicodemus. He said, "Listen up, man. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Well, I think you've got the gist of the sermon. Holy baptism is a magnificent treasure and gift. With the triune name, holy baptism brings and gives to sinners victory over death and the devil. It gives forgiveness of sin, God's grace, the entire merit of Christ's cross and his blood, and the Holy Spirit with all of his gifts. All this is the Lord's giving for you, his sinners, and for little Gemma today. Make disciples of all nations. All authority in heaven and on earth, Jesus mandates. How are disciples made? By baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Holy baptism is for what kind of people? Sinners. Sinners for whom the Lord Jesus died. And so, you know, in a world, you know, you watch the NCAA tournament, whether it's the guys or the gals. I really noticed yesterday when I saw the Texas A&M gals. They're all tatted up. In the NBA, you know, everybody. Well, let me put it to you this way. Gemma Lynn got tatted up today. She was branded. That is to say, she was given the most holy divine name in baptism. And where the triune God puts his name, there is life and salvation. Jesus promises it. He gives it. So Gemma Lynn, happy baptism today. And brothers and sisters, happy living in your baptisms all the rest of your life as well. As the baptized, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.